Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit QuickBooks Bill Pay. Growth is the goal, but the paperwork is a trap. If your accounts payable feels like a second job, you're doing it wrong. Enter QuickBooks Bill Pay. Reduce manual data entry, automate your approvals, and track 1099s in one place. No more chasing signatures. No more spreadsheet headaches. Just control over your cash flow and a back office that actually scales. Automate your accounts payable today at QuickBooks.com/BillPay. Terms apply. Money movement services are provided by Intuit Payments, Inc., licensed as a money transmitter by the New York State Department of Financial Services.
Sometimes an icon, something important to the world, is stolen. Art theft, people damaging, you know, great, memorable things from a nation's history or something like
that. Yeah, it happens. Yeah, we just had people recently throw paint on Mona Lisa, didn't they?
Yeah.
Things. Like, there are people, a lot of people like throwing paint.
What about stealing a statue?
Cool. I could see like hanging artwork seems a lot easier than statue.
Yeah.
Unless it's a real small one. But
this one from America's TV station, as we call them, WNEP in Northeast Pennsylvania.
Oh my gosh. Is it a statue of Dutch?
The guy who does his legal work at Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah.
No. Close though.
Okay. Dutch may be a suspect though.
Okay. All right.
A familiar face at a popular fast food chain in Carbon County is missing. Police say a group of people stole a Ronald McDonald statue from the restaurant.
Oh,
in
well, you can't blame them for that. You know, I mean, high schoolers or whatever probably are the culprits. Our town, the big boy got stolen at least four different times. Once it ended up on the roof of our high school, which was pretty great.
If it's Ronald McDonald, though, can you really call it a statue? I know that's pretty much what it is. But
I thought the same thing. I saw it. It is a statue, but I still wouldn't call it a statue.
Right?
Like it's more like a
mannequin.
Concrete dummy.
Yeah.
The restaurant in Nesquehoning. As Newswatch 16's Emily Kress explains, the staff at the McDonald's say they aren't loving it.
It's not a crime to steal a French fry or a chicken McNugget from a friend when you go to McDonald's. But
I mean, technically it is.
Look at this video. The way he's holding that statue is very sexual.
Yeah. Right? I mean, he is giving him a thumping pump while he walks.
Okay.
But it is when someone walks out of the Nesquehoning restaurant with the franchise's mask on.
Oh, yeah. Well, my theory on teens was just verified.
it didn't look sus at all. They're just all running.
There's like four of them, and he's holding it. And he's holding it, yes, in a very suggestively weird way, but clearly he's trying to keep it like under the counter as they're running out so that they can't see it.
I think he just chose to carry it that way because in the parking lot, he's running like they're doing a tabletop hump on the way out there with an invisible table.
Steve's a child.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you are too because you're laughing at it.
It's hilarious.
His form is good. He's on the cross country or track team.
His mascot.
He was kidnapped, and we would like to have him back.
No, he was clown-napped.
The suspect in the kidnapping of Ronald McDonald isn't the Hamburglar. You can see in the surveillance video four people running through the parking lot, clowning around with Ronald, placing him in a black SUV.
It's a runner and three other people who are no strangers to McDonald's.
Yeah. If you see America's four fittest teens anywhere, it wasn't them.
Now police say the group is in McDouble trouble.
Man, we are just filled with McDonald's puns this morning, aren't we?
Snyder is the general manager at the fast food chain here in the borough. She says the theft happened Sunday around 1 p.m. when staff were busy in the kitchen.
I was very angry. I woke up to a text with a picture of the wall, and it said, "Where's Ronald?" I'm like, "Where is he?" So then when I checked the footage, you could see them in here horsing around a bit, and then it was busy, and they just scooched out the two side doors.
I like the soothing sounds of Rob Thomas in the background.
Customers coming in for lunch say the statue is the last thing they would expect someone to take.
You know, normally you see, like, theft, you see, like, something like a car or something expensive.
Do we really need a testimonial from someone who wasn't there?
Yeah, also, I mean, it's definitely true. Car theft is probably a higher rate than Ronald McDonald statue theft.
She's got that eye on her neck. She probably saw something.
Right? She knew it was coming. She saw that as soon as the tattoo was put there.
Or not that. You know what I mean? Like, why would you take that, though?
You know, I guess you haven't met teenagers, particularly teenage boys, who often think stealing the weirdest thing is the most fun.
Yeah, I don't know. Why did me and my friends steal the sign from our high school cafeteria that said, get your chicken O's here?
Yeah. Why did our roommate steal a concrete goat from the front of a church walking back from a bar in college and then haul it on his head like he was one of the wise men?
It's what you do when you're in your teens.
Yeah, you're programmed to do that.
Yeah.
No reason to.
The manager says these Ronald McDonald statues aren't even made anymore, so they're pleading with the group to bring Ronald back.
Oh no, it's a collectible.
Yeah, boy, I don't know. You're never going to be able to find these kids.
No, no. I mean, their faces are not very clearly visible in multiple camera angles in high def.
It's refreshing. We finally see surveillance video that's good. It's actually not grainy.
This is privately owned franchise, and this is the owner's first store that he ever had. So everything in here has a lot of sentimental value to him.
Does it?
Okay, so I'm glad you went with sentimental value, because I thought she was gonna making the point that this was gonna cost them thousands in sales or something.
Like everything in there, like those chairs that are bolted into the tile floor, you have a sentimental value for that. I love this chair.
Probably. And he would like to have that back.
And for them to get in trouble with it, they're going to look back and be like, I really just got theft charges for stealing Ronald McDonald. You know what I mean? It's not going to probably look too good on their record.
Anyone with information on Ronald's whereabouts or the suspects is asked to contact Nesquehoning police. Staff here at the McDonald's hope they can have a welcome home party for Ronald if he's returned.
Oh, if that works out where we're there when they have the welcome home party.
We gotta go.
Oh my gosh. Oh, if we bust the perpetrators.
Ooh.
I was gonna say this, we'll be in Northeast Pennsylvania next Friday for live morning show and live night show.
Oh my gosh, that is next Friday.
What if we can offer amnesty to anyone who shows up with the stolen McDonald's?
Yes.
Ronald McDonald's statue.
If we brought that back to them,
we'd be a hero.
We'd be heroes.
We would just have to explain that it wasn't Hot Wings who cut the hole in the bottom and filled it with lube.
Yeah. Hey, to their knowledge.
McDuffie, can we make sure that we have a seat reserved for Ronald McDonald at a show?
If we have that happen, if somebody were to bring that back, I want to return it to the McDonald's in exactly the same manner that they took it out, where we're actually, one of us is holding it weirdly, and the other, we're all just running in.
Okay, I'm going to have my gut hanging out, but wearing a fanny pack around it.
Yeah.
While my bra's also hanging out of the bottom of my
problem.
Shirt.
That's how I travel every time.
That's comfort, guys.
Where's comfort?
Where's my fanny gut pack? It's hard to believe that McDonald's, it's right in the prime district of Nesquehoning, right next to the Mock Chunk Trust Company.
The Mock Truck Trust Company.
Chunk.
Oh, man, this is an hour away from Scranton. I don't think we're going to have time.
That's all right.
Ah, jeez.
They've already converted that thing into something we don't want back anyway.
Duffy, make something happen. I don't know what, but just make something happen.
I bet they're smoking weed out of it. That is a giant McBong.
I want it on stage for our night show.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend, because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a not-not.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.